just bless the beat. This is Shauna the Songbird.
And this is Shahari.
And welcome to another episode of Why the Songbird Sings. Oh, I'm so sorry, everyone, especially Shahari, for the lateness of this episode and this recording. I'm sorry. I was sick for a minute and was tired. And then the next day, I literally dozed off out of nowhere and literally woke up after Shahari had already like tried to hit me up for a recording, and I was so upset with myself. But nevertheless, we are here. Shahari, how's it been? How's it going?
Yes, it's good. All is good. I'm in the office today because it's like early, really early.
Yes.
But it's worked indeed. Out. And yeah, it's just the usual working, living, and just waiting for the weekend right now. It's Friday. So just gonna go on my nature walks tomorrow and chill.
Oh, nice.
Because I think I'm about to start getting into my games again on the PS.
You said into biking?
Hiking.
Not hiking. Oh, hiking. I said biking.
No, what did I say? I don't know. You completely messed me up. Wait a minute. The nature trail. Nature trail tomorrow. And I'm probably going to be playing my game this weekend. This is what the plans are this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, I've spent plenty of money this month already hanging out. So
child to mind. I'm going to
chill this weekend, so that's my plans. That's what's going on. What about you?
Well, tomorrow, as in Saturday the 22nd, hopefully I will have the episode out by then. If not, y'all don't cuss me out. But I'm doing my recording. I'm performing 6 songs. The name of the performance is SK's Late Night Vibe. And yeah, I'm doing 6 songs, 2 wonderful musicians here in New York, and a good childhood friend of mine. And so he's going to be painting, they're going to be playing, I'm going to be singing and making noises. And yeah, it's going to be a good time. It will be recorded, unfortunately. It's not going to be live, but I mean, we're recording it all in one take as though it's going to be live, but it's not going to be like live stream because I really want really good audio quality. So yeah. And then also I got invited to a Halloween party. A Halloween house party. And so I'm not gonna have a costume. I'm probably just gonna wear one of my like mesh cat suits and call it a good day. And that's pretty much it this weekend. Yeah, I mean, not much. I mean it is much, but nothing like nothing relaxing like Shahari's.
Well, you tend to be extra, so that's just you living. Ooh. That's just you being yourself. So.
Oh, was that a little shade, darling?
Ain't nothing shade. That's called just truth. It's called you stay doing something. Oh. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, well, I guess I'll take that as a compliment and thank you. Well, if nothing else, we're going to go to my segment known as Reflection, since Shahari had a hard time with it last week.
I didn't have a hard time with it. It was closer to your first ones than the ones that have been coming out lately. So it was like a blast from the past.
I was saying as far as like knowing what the segment was, because you had such a hesitation.
Yeah, it was hard because you kept going in and out between different energies. So, but yeah, let us enjoy.
A woman that many despise, and from those same many want and even envy. What am I to say? For years a being who dripped every moment in sex and lust, her eyes seeing the hidden or not so hidden agenda, her hands tracing the lines of body, mapping out which spot turns you on, and her voice low and song-like, carrying the mind to all the possibilities and all the possible noises that she could make while having your way with her. Years of being a mistress, a treat to only indulge within the shadows of night, the one great at her job, but only summoned as needed, and the one who always accomplished to finish him. A woman of fantasy, an illusion, and to be of nothing more, however, one day will long for more. What more can she have? A woman that men want and women envy? A woman who is adored and revered all at the same time? How? What? She will later long for consistency, love, a family, vulnerability, etc. Yet to many people, a hoe will always be a hoe. A woman of the world or the streets will never be desired as a wife or mother of a two-parent household or even a lifelong partner. Anyone to attempt as has ended in failure due to her unpleasant habits that she used for survival in the world of predator versus prey. What do you expect? Her life has been nothing but survival, dominating her partners and taking lead in nearly every situation she has encountered. What do you do? How can you smooth a person so rough? How are you able to rehabilitate her to be suitable for true companionship? Will you be able to accept her past and forge a new future when she is able to rest and allow to float in waters for a moment with you? Her mind is still not at rest. I think that I found the one to let my guard down, but should I reconsider? Is it possible that I have offered him two delusional visions of love that I can't become? My heart and actions are pure and my desires are for him, but how can I think that I could be this when my history is so long and vast? He holds her close and reassures her that he cares for her, for who she is and how unapologetically loving and true. The very things those before could never accept, he was laying here embracing them. There you were, exposed, a woman, an apple of his eye. But will he fall down the hole that so many did before, believing that you can be nothing more than the prized mistress of the town? Or is he going to be the one to see you, that you are exceptionally loving and unapologetic of your past and steady in your present for your ideal future? Who knows? Sincerely, Shanna the Songbird.
Well, you left us with a big question mark there. Yes, you did. So, in the beginning, I hear a woman, it seems that you're talking about a woman, and then you ended talking about a man, it seems, what you're talking about. But what really caught me off in the middle there was when you say a hoe will always be a hoe. Like, it sounded like y'all were having such a good time, and then she turned out to be just a hoe, and a hoe will be a hoe. It's like, but of course there's change for everything, but I guess the whole mentality, the past will be the past, what would be better to say. It's not all hoes remain hoes. So the past will stay in the past. Sometimes they bring the past with them to the future. But yes, please explain as far as the flow from the woman to the man. Let's go. What were we talking about in this reflections?
Okay, so so for this reflections, I was having a moment of vulnerability, and something that people have been saying, and even something that came up between me, my partner and I, and I was talking to my girls, and one thing I noticed that they constantly have always joked about was they always joke about the fact that they were like, oh, you get you a man and you act like that you're not a hoe anymore. You always gonna be a hoe. And I'm like, I get it. I get the fact that I'm always going to be a sexual being. I'm always going to be open. I'm always going to be free, to a sense, because that's me. That's even my cousin has told me, even as a child, I was always very hands-on, very touchy, very open with showing physical touch and affection towards people that I love and everything. So that's not going to change. But however, some people take that as, you know, take that as flirtation, take that as, you know, ways of a hoe. I will just go ahead, just be frank about it. And my whole thing is, for me, it's not the fact that I'm with somebody that I quote unquote, oh, bless you. That was ferocious. not that I'm with somebody that I think that I'm not a hoe or whatever. It's the fact that I don't want that life, and I don't want that lifestyle anymore. It was definitely a fun time. I definitely had a fun time while I was doing it. I mean, I don't regret it whatsoever. But don't do that. but at the same time, it's just like, I'm ready for that next level, and I'm ready for that next step. And so, essentially, in the reflections, that's why you hear this shift. And it was like, you know, describing this woman this and a third, and then yeah, a shift to like, oh, this bitch is just a hoe, and then to the moment where she's with somebody and he's with her and this and the third, but kind of questioning whether if it's going to be, if it's going to last, or if it's, if, or if he has truly accepted her, or is he just kind of like hasn't, or is he like not, what's the word? Or is he just kind of like living in the like honeymoon fantasy? Or is it true that, you know, that a hoe is going to be a hoe and she's deserving of love? Y'all have to forgive me. I literally got off work this morning. So Shahari's at work. I just got off work. So I got off a 12 and a half hour shift and Shahari's about to start his shift. So sorry if I'm stuttering and having like a hard time. But yeah,
all good. But as far as your past, well, like I said before, your past doesn't define your future wholly. Yes, you might have been more promiscuous back in the day, but now you see what you actually want to be, and you don't want to be a hoe, so you are now acting as you wish to be. So yes, act as you wish to be, and until it comes to fruition. Yes, that was a good reflections. Deeper than I think it usually has been.
I feel like I've just been throwing curveballs at you recently.
No. Uh-huh. Chaz, do you have anything else to add?
Nope, not at all. Go ahead, give us some words of light.
Yes, this is Words of Light segment with Shahari, and we're taking this from an Our Daily Bread devotional today, because we've been talking, trying to realize, like, don't give away your power. This is just what I was led to, and it's called Your Part, God's Part. So we're going to go to Genesis 12. 1 through 9, and it reads, "The Lord has said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarah, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord, who had appeared to him. From there he went on toward the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abram set out and continued toward the Negev. So that was Genesis 12, 1 through 9. And now here is the devotional. When my friend Janice was asked to manage her department at work after just a few years, she felt overwhelmed. Praying over it, she felt God was prompting her to accept the appointment, but still, she feared she couldn't cope with the responsibility. "How can I lead with so little experience?" she asked God. "Why put me here if I'm going to be a failure?" Later, Janice was reading about God's call of Abram in Genesis 12 and noted that his part was to go to the land. "God will show you." So Abram went. This was a radical move because nobody uprooted like this in the ancient world. But God was asking him to trust him by leaving everything he knew behind, and he would do the rest. Identity. "You'll be a great nation." Provision. "I'll bless you." Reputation. "A great name." Purpose. "You'll be a blessing to all peoples on earth." He made some big mistakes along the way, but by faith, Abraham obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. This realization took a big burden off Janice's heart. "I don't have to worry about succeeding at my job," she told me later. "I just have to focus on trusting God to enable me to do the work." As God provides the faith we need, may we trust him with all our lives. This devotional was written by Leslie Cope. So here are some questions. Like, what worries do you have about your responsibilities? For me, since I took this job last year, it's been like an acceleration on my life a little bit. I got a job, then the house, and then another car. And it feels like I don't necessarily have all the fundage for this. But despite that, I continue to acquire things. Like, things just keep coming to me. So as far as responsibilities, what worries do you have about responsibilities? I guess it would be to be able to take care of and manage this job, because I'm like, you know, I'm a librarian and I have to get all the music together, and sometimes it feels like a lot, but he just tells me to write what I need to do and plan out what I need to do, and through that's what's helped me cope. And then, so Shauna, do you have any worries about your responsibilities?
Do I have any worries? For me, my worry is to lose a life and it be my fault. That's my biggest worry. Like, whether I don't have the proper equipment, which I know is not my fault, but, you know, it's one of those things of, you know, oh, if I had the right equipment, you know, this person, or I work mostly in pediatrics, or work more so with neonates, you know, oh, this, you know, this baby would be able to live if I had the proper equipment. But I make do. Or maybe just with, like, knowledge, maybe it might be something that, you know, I may not be the strongest in, and I'm just like, oh my goodness, I can't think of what to do. What should I do? Luckily, that has not happened to me, but it's definitely a fear of mine. Or, just losing a life, but knowing that it's my fault.
Okay. And how do you think God is asking you to trust him in those circumstances? If you're allowing God in those circumstances.
Oh, trust me, I do, because I just be like, Lord, help me, and everything works out, at least on my part anyway. I had to say that. I just God has allowed me to have 7 years experience going on 8. He's allowed me to get a good education. He's allowed me to see things that some people in my field have not seen and have done things that some people in my field have not done. And yeah, and I just kind of just sink in, and I'm able to, like, when the time comes up, I'm able to pull those moments out when need be. So, yeah, the Lord always makes sure he equips you for the battle. He's not going to ever put you in a situation that you can't handle. It just feels intense at the moment.
Yeah, because when I got this job, as far as when I was appointed librarian, I had no real experience, but he provided somebody to give me just a little run through. And then on top of that, my conductor, he helped me out. He's very patient. So even though I literally had no experience, I was provided with people that could help me, and me just being an open vessel for information. And through time, I've actually gotten the hang of it. As far as the house, when I first got the house, I low-key couldn't afford it. But the next year, he provided. So he just asked that you let him in and trust him where he sends you, because he's sending you there for a reason. Mm-hmm. Because I was taken out of the grocery job and went into this other job, and I've been nothing but blessed since I've done that. So just know, if it's his move, he'll provide everything you need wherever he sends you. Amen. Wherever you are.
Because you were real negative and sour about that job at first. I remember, because I would try to be positive and encourage you, and you'd be like, I mean, you didn't say nah, fuck it, but but you had that mentality.
Yeah, because I wasn't ready to leave my last job, and I didn't feel like I was in good enough for this job at that time. But now I see that I am where I'm supposed to be. And during that time when I had the grocery job, I was there, and I was where I needed to be at that time. Amen. But we have leveled up, as we should.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so here's the prayer to end this segment, and let's pray this prayer. Just bow your heads with me. Dear God, I want to surrender to you my fears and worries about succeeding in my roles and responsibilities. Please help me to do my part as you do yours. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
That was your Words of Light segment with Shahari. Please go forth and prosper. Thank you. Sometimes I don't, like, literally I'll be like, I don't know what. So I just share what I read on my regular things, my regular days. But yeah.
And definitely touches us. Several people have said, you know what? I needed that word. I was like, well, that's what he does. All right. This is going to be a short episode because Shahari is at work and he doesn't have long. I have to take a drug test and get my hair done for tomorrow. Which, oof, don't get me started on that drug test, taking that out.
Those are two random things to go together. Okay, hair done and drug test.
Right, and so I had been clean for a month, And literally, what, last week when I was, or the week before, whatever, when I was in St. Louis with Kenny, I had 3 gummies. But also, his gummies, instead of being 10 milligrams like the ones that I get, his was 80. And when I saw
the... Yeah, the palm, they don't be playing with their edibles. They be...
I see.
They be having the strongest stuff. And like, why is this so strong?
I see, because I took it. I took a whole one.
Like, what are you running from?
I took a whole one and I was like, it hit me so quick. I said, damn, why am I high so quick? I was like, I'm only been off of them for a month. I shouldn't be high this quick. And then that's when I looked at the bottle and it said 80. I said, oh, fuck. the sleep was superb. The sex was superb.
You can't do nothing but sleep.
Baby, when I took the edible, baby, like I said, the sleeping and the fucking was delightful. But god damn, 80? Jesus, it takes me by half the month to get to 80. And so then they was like, oh, we need a drug test. It's as soon as you accepted the new assignment. I'm like, damn, I just took 3 edibles, strong ass edibles. This shit gonna be in my system for a minute. And so I told you I was sick, and I was like, I was thinking like, okay, I'm doing all that shit, and literally I thought that it was gonna be done for and I was gonna be good. Hell no, that shit was still in my system, so I had to turn around and get some activated charcoal and cleanse. And I've had 3 negative tests today, so I'm like, I'll go take my test today. I've taken 3 negative tests, and I've been keeping my electrolytes up. I just had a protein shake for my proteins and whatnot, so hopefully I can pass it and call it a good day, because I don't have time. That's my money. But anyways.
Yeah, maybe you should chill out on the edibles.
But literally, I was upset because after a month and having only 3 edibles, then all of a sudden, I said, okay, I guess I'll sit there and look again. I guess I'll just spend extra money drinking.
Or you can spend some time in the Word a little bit, you know.
You can do that.
A psalm a day.
You can do that while having the edible.
Oh my gosh.
It'll be more vivid. It'll be more vivid and beautiful. You'll be immersed into the Word. Okay. Anyways.
You'll be.
Anyways.
One in a substance with the Word.
Baby, the Lord didn't say nothing against it, honey. Don't listen to me.
You shouldn't need that to do it, but it's fine.
I'm gonna say, baby, don't listen to me, honey. That I'm sleep deprived. Y'all leave me alone. But anyways, I might take all of that out, TBH. So today is supposed to be the last segment. Oh, the last segment for us to talk about sexualities and whatnot. And so, pretty much, the last thing was the romantics. And to be honest, literally with the romantics, they're around 8. Romantics that I saw, and they're all kind of like similar to the sexualities as far as like the prefixes. So you have your aromantic, which is similar to asexual. It's just that you don't experience much romantic attraction to any gender. Biromantic, and it's typically referring to you know, we were having that debate with the bisexuals as far as, do you claim someone as bisexual if they like men and non-binary or non-binary and women? You know, we had that debate. And so it's the same thing as far as the biromantic, your heteromantic, you know, of course, homo romantic, panromantic, and polyromantic, and your grays and your demiromantics. And just a refresher for the demiromantic is someone who doesn't experience a romance unless they've formed a close emotional bond with someone similar to the gray romantics, but but it's separate. And so, like, it's not really much with the romantics.
Yeah, I guess it's just like the love language is just another way to express your personality or yourself. Okay. Cool.
I remembered because, one, I was exposed to most of them already being in the community. But outside of that, when I was looking up stuff for the episode, it allowed me to, really know them and really learn them so that I can be able to talk to you about them and explain them if need be or give examples. And after that, to be honest, I start seeing more people like on Twitter and stuff talk about, hey, I'm this. And I'm like, oh, I get it. I know exactly. I mean, I get a sense of how you are sexually and romantically and identity wise. So it definitely does its job. It's just, I mean, if you're not exposed to it and you see it often, then you're not gonna get it. And that's perfectly fine. That was pretty much it. And the last thing I was gonna ask was, talking about romantics and romanticism, I was like wondering, like, are people still romantic these days? Do people still do romance? And I'll let you answer that first.
Yeah.
And I'll give you my part two.
I don't know. It's like some people feel like they can't afford to be romantic, so they just live. But as far as what is romantic exactly, what's the definition? Is it basically just doing things?
I guess I would probably say it's more so like courtship. That's like in my thought process of romance is like courtship, dates, and you stated that people feel like they can't afford it, but it's just like not everything has to be like big, paid, and lavish.
Yeah, the Google
you
definition.
Know, it just requires.
What's it say?
Go
the
ahead.
Google definition is a quality of or feeling of mystery, excitement, and remoteness from everyday life. So romance is like to change up. It's basically something unexpected that you do to make your person feel something.
Do people do that?
I don't know. I don't have many examples of it as far as what I've seen.
Because I'm just like, I mean, in my experience, I mean, I've had some nice dates before. I've been on yacht dates. I've been to very nice restaurants. I've been taken to like a quote unquote like secret spot that was pretty much just like a very nice view and of a landscape and stuff like that. And for me, like even stuff like that, that's romantic
in
a sense.
A romantic thing because you're trying different things, you've been to different places with people. So that would be yes, basically, what is it? It's doing something out of the norm. Is that what you would say romance is?
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely see that, yeah. But my only thing is like I hear so many, especially women and femme people, say that they don't that the mask that masculine people do not take them on dates or they don't romance them. It's more so like, hey, let's chill. And by chill, they mean like hang out the house. And more than likely, it's just like a precursor for sex. And or it may be like, oh, let's go out to eat. But like, it's like, let's go to KFC. I'm just throwing out something. Let's go to KFC, have a chicken bowl, then go back to the house, watch Netflix, and while the food is digesting, let's fuck. And it's just like, this is not, this is not, that's not romance. I mean, technically, by the definition, it's not romance. That's something that you literally would do by yourself.
And
And
all
it's just
your people
like,
have the same thinking. None, nobody's experiencing anything else.
some people are experiencing it, but it's very, it's not, it's very few and far in between. And that's what made me think about it. It was just like, it's just like, you know, people be like, the masculine people be like, hey, let's go get drinks and get a hookah. And but then afterwards, they'd be wanting to fuck. And
Okay,
it's
well,
just
getting drinks
like,
and hookah, that
what
actually
about?
sounds like an okay thing, but that's not something I do
That's something you can
regularly.
do every
That's
day.
not something I do every day, so that would, I mean, I'm not drinking and smoking every single day, so no.
So for you, that would be a de I mean, for you, that would be a romantic gesture.
I don't know. I don't know. That would be something different for me. But I guess it's not different for them. It
Okay.
depends on what's different for you, because one thing you just described something that costs money. While going to KFC and going to the house watch Netflix, that's something that doesn't cost as much money. So I guess
That costs
romance
money.
does involve some money. So I think some people think they can't afford to do it, which is why less of them do the romance thing, because they feel like they can't afford to do the romance thing. Well, it could just be taking a walk in the park. That'll cost money.
But no, that's gas.
Well,
That's gas. Gas is like $5.
if
Like,
you live someplace where gas is $5, you should be able to afford a little bit of it. You know, this is a sacrifice. Romance is also sacrificial.
okay, I like that.
But yeah, I guess doing something out of your normal everyday life. So if doing something out of my normal everyday life would be going to get drinks. I don't really smoke. I can't smoke because of my eye condition, but I used to. But I.
Oh, baby, I do remember us getting hookahs at what that place was. I think it was
Yeah, it was
Ollie's.
Ollie's.
Baby getting towed up off them drinks. Jesus.
But yeah, you can like go if you're near a beach, you can go to a beach. Just do something you regularly do every day. That would be that's apparently would be romance. It's something different to make somebody still feel like you care. And because you can get bored, you know, I easily get bored. Like I know, like talking to you
Same.
sometimes when you just start to repeat the same thing over and over again, I literally begin to tune out.
He zones the fuck out and then still doesn't remember what I said, even though I repeated it
Yeah.
five times.
So I can, yeah, you get
And it's just
bored.
like, how you forget what I said after I repeated it five times?
Because I'm somebody, it's hard to keep my attention because sometimes if I get bored of the subject, which it don't take much for me to get bored of a subject, that's why I be changing the subject so
Not at
often.
all.
Unless you had, if you don't, if you ain't adding
Baby.
nothing to it, then it's like, okay, we need to switch this up. Because you've been on repeat for the past 20 minutes. So that means you ain't got nothing else to say. But yeah, so romance is
But,
basically making your first one feel special by it. But if you do the same thing every day, that's boring. that's boring. So romance is being different, being exciting, and there's ways to do it. If you're on a budget, then once again, you can take a walk, you can go on the beach. If it takes gas, okay, do it once a month or something. I don't know. Or once every 2 weeks. Just,
you know, you can build a fort and make little snacks and stuff and like do like stories and do like skincare and stuff like that. I think that'd be cute.
Play card games. Uno is like a good way to get to know somebody.
The way people cheat and it's like 5,000 rules that vary per person, per family. That's a good way to get cussed the fuck out. That's a good way to get beat the fuck down. That's like you and that's like at your family reunion, you bringing your partner to play spades.
Yeah, because and they don't know how to play. You'll get to see.
They don't get cussed the fuck out.
You'll get to see the good, the bad, and the ugly. You'll get to see it. That's why.
That sound like you trying to get them
to fail. I don't really know how to play cutthroat as far as spades. But
baby, shoot, if you're gonna do card games, choose it wisely.
I mean, any other don't card play no game cards against like humanity, boring. Or it's like gambling. You can play goldfish, but goldfish.
Oh, that'd be cute. You can like gamble and like. I would say you can be like nasty and like gamble for articles of clothing.
We're gonna leave our whole past.
That's something different. In the whole past. But if you dated somebody and you is, and that's your right, if you dating somebody, right?
Well, that's what
I mean. Everyone does not have sex. I mean, but yes, if I'm dating somebody and I'm focused on that one person. Yeah, like that'd be cute. Like, be like, you know, I offer, you know, my T-shirts for your shoe or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be different.
You know, if I.
Yeah.
Right, and if you win,
Twister,
you,
if y'all can actually move, Twister, it's like.
Do not play Twister with Shahari because he used to do yoga. And I remember when we lived together, he would get into these positions. And I'd be like, damn, that's a good fucking position. And he'd be like, I'm uncomfortable, so I'm going to get out of the position. I'm like, no, for real, that's a good fucking position. But like, nah, motherfuckers be super flexible. Mm-mm. The most I can do is give you a split and a back bend. And that's a used to do a back bend anyway. I don't know if I can do it now. Bat pops too much.
But yes, it's 8:45, so I need to go get the mail in like 5 minutes.
Oh yeah, you gotta go. And that was pretty much it. That was all that I had wanted to talk about. I'm happy that you gave examples, because I was gonna ask you about that. That was gonna be like part of my question. And yeah. And also you gave like little solutions to cheap ways of spicing things up and having some romance. And for you guys listening, for you guys to spice some things up, go like and add and subscribe and follow us on our social media platforms.
That was such a good segue.
Thank you. I've been like watching and listening to different podcasts, and I've been like taking note of like how they segue into different commercials, and I'd be like, oh, I like that. I'm like, I might have to start doing that. But follow us on Facebook, Why the Songbird Sings, and on Instagram at Why the Songbird Sings, WTSS for our TikTok. Official WTSS pod on Twitter, And our YouTube page is Why the Songbird Sings Podcast. And also you can send us emails via Google at Why the Songbird Sings Podcast at gmail.com. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Look out for SK Late Night Vibe coming to you hopefully sometime in November once everything gets mixed, mastered, and edited. And yeah, and we will see you next time. You have anything to add, Shari?
Yes, you can give us feedback. We'd love feedback, and we'll see. Please. It. We'll see it. I see it. I'll read it, and I won't get my feelings hurt. I tell you, I won't, because that's where I am. I am a rock.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I would maybe want to curse you out, and so I would just probably just curse you out to Shahari. But until next time, everybody, bye. Reflection, 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 reflection.